shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We are here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. I hope you had a good Veterans Day. We celebrated Veterans Day last evening here on the Phil Hendry Show a couple of ways. We had three of our classic hours for our radio listeners, and on Phil TV, we had a Milwaukee Lions marathon. A couple of very interesting games from earlier in the season. And, of course, last night was Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison with the Lion L.A. Tan game live from L.A. on a Veterans Day night, which was a pretty good football game, but the Lions dropped it. And so on they go toward the cellar in the Eastern Division there of the Hillbilly Football Conference. I would like to alert my good, close, personal friend Dan Northcraft, my technical, who I was talking to him up until just before we went on the air, and I failed to tell you, Dan, that I can't fire on the AP. Yes, I can bring up the software screen, but it is not connected. So anything that you might do,
don't call him up, tell him that.
I'm telling Dan right now, he's listening to me. Aren't you, Dan?
Yes, he's not saying anything. He could be unconscious.
He just said yes.
Well, so he's not unconscious.
No, he's not unconscious.
But a lot of time they'll have a stroke, you know.
No, he didn't have a stroke. He's not, what do you think, he's passed out in there?
It could be.
No, he's fine. I just heard him say yes, all right?
When?
Just now I heard him say yes.
But I have him say it again.
No, I'm not having him say it again. He's off rebooting, if you'll pardon the expression. All right. So we're going to talk tonight about two things. We're going to talk about more than two things, but one of the things, obviously, is the Petraeus story, and I could care less about it, except for the fact that there are now two women involved, and I could care less whether... You know, I don't care if the whole United States of America's super-secret intelligence infrastructure comes crashing down around our ears. This is just one juicy story. I'm kidding. Of course I do.
Yeah, but it is a juicy story, and I have a lot of the... Here's the story you wanted.
Which one? Get it out of my nose, bud. Get it out of my nose, bud.
No, I'm sticking it in his nose.
Show him a story.
The story that I... Get it. Don't jam it up my nose. Just hand it to me. First of all, what is going on here is that the FBI is at this Broadwell's house. There's another woman named Jill Kelly who was apparently sent threatening emails by Paula Broadwell, who's the woman that was involved sexually, or, you know, with David Petraeus. Now, what the hell is all of this about? The FBI is at her house right now. They're looking for evidence of whatever. But the woman who sparked the FBI investigation that led to the resignation of CIA Director David Petraeus has been identified. Her name is Jill Kelly. She's 37. She lives in Tampa. The AP had reported earlier she worked for the State Department, but that is not the case. Kelly serves as an unpaid social liaison to MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, where the Military Central Command and Special Operations Command are located. The official spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. Margaret, you know about some of this.
Well, here's the story. Let me just clue you in and clue your listeners in on what this woman, Jill Kelly, does, because I happen to know a little something about it. First of all, and this is with the greatest of respect to your listeners in Florida, the so-called million-dollar home that she lives in Tampa, the money she paid for that house would not get her, it wouldn't get her a tract-style stucco house in Watts in Los Angeles. That's number one. Number two...
Hold on. I don't want to start knocking people's ability.
No, I understand that, Phil. I want to get... Because you need to understand exactly what money means in Tampa as opposed to the real world of social entertaining. It really isn't much. Now, she's down there as the social liaison to a Air Force base in Tampa, because that's about as good as it gets if you like to entertain.
What's that mean?
Well, it means that that's as good as it gets if you like to entertain. There's no film studio business. There's no entertainment business. There's no real glamour of any kind other than the military. Now, Jill Kelly was misidentified as an employee of the State Department. I don't doubt, because that's what she wanted people to think. But in point of fact, she is a, quote, unpaid social liaison. What that means is she gives parties. That's it.
Okay. So, in other words, what is she? She's somebody that likes to rub elbows with whatever passes for the power and the glamour in Tampa.
Exactly. Her and her husband have parties for the military brass down there because apparently there is some very high-level military command in Tampa.
Right. There is what is called Central Command and Special Operations Command. They're both located at MacDill Air Base, and this is where at one time General David Petraeus, before he retired from the military, lived. What does her husband do?
Well, her husband, Scott, I think is a doctor. So they're people that have money, and they live in Florida because it's attractive for people with money because there's no state income tax. I doubt seriously if the money they have would get them, would really get them in the front door here in California, but down there, it's a big deal. The other thing that I found out was that they have these parties, and the general apparently was escorted to these parties by the local Tampa police, and it made the newspapers, the Tampa Times and so forth. So it allowed her to become a big shot, a big fish in a small pond.
Okay, so what have we done here besides just put down Ms. Kelly?
Phil, I'm not trying to put her down. I'm trying to give you the lay of the land, what it means in Tampa to be a social, you know, to be one of the people that entertains socially.
It doesn't mean much.
Not really. And here's why I bring it up. The intrigue that results from that kind of entertaining and those kinds of relationships is more often than not overblown because they want it to be much more than it is. What passes for gossip and what passes for scandal down there oftentimes represents nothing more than a conversation some people had. So I don't know what's going on here. There were threatening emails allegedly sent from Broadwell to Kelly, but I don't really know that there is anything going on here more than two very jealous women going at it.
But we don't know what Jill Kelly, we don't know her side of this. We don't know that she's done anything. All we know is the woman who sparked the FBI investigation that led to the resignation of David Petraeus has been identified. The woman allegedly received harassing emails from Paula Broadwell. Her name's Jill Kelly, age 37, of Tampa. She's an unpaid social liaison to MacDill Air Force Base. And that means what?
Well, that just means she gives parties. She gives parties. People know her. She's a go-to girl for the people at that Air Force Base. When they want to entertain, they know who their friend is on the outside. They know where they can go to find a beautiful home where they can entertain. I don't doubt their home is on the water there.
In Tampa's located either on the Gulf or they have Tampa Bay. Now, they hired a couple of crisis management specialists, Judy Smith and Abby Lowell, in Washington. Smith issued a statement on behalf of the family. We and our family have been friends with the Petraeuses for over 5 years. We respect his and his family's privacy. Kelly is married to cancer surgeon Scott Kelly. They have three daughters. They host frequent parties at her home, and newspaper accounts indicate Petraeus and his wife have attended. The Tampa Times reported on February 5, 2010, Society column that Holly and David Petraeus celebrated Tampa's Gasparilla Festival.
Yeah, there you go. It gets into the Society pages. What is going to get into the Society pages of the Tampa Times? Well, there's no movie premieres. There's no real big entertainment events. This is what passes for big social news. And David Petraeus was a big name because of his achievements in Iraq.
All right, so, and he had a 28-cop motorcycle escort. But it doesn't tell us what the threats were. And so we're going to dig that up when we come back. What exactly were the threats? And we'll get into the filth, into the dirt, into the sex, into the tawdry. I don't know what it is, but we'll get into whatever those details are when we come back. Stephen Bozell is going to be joining us to talk about the Petraeus situation and other news as we move on tonight. There's one other story. There's the Petraeus story, and there is the... What's the other story, man? It's huge. It's huge, man.
The guy being blackmailed.
No, not the Waffle House guy being blackmailed. I could care less. All right, we'll be back with more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth. He's
Waffle
our
House.
Bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and online at philhenryshow.com. You can get a backstage pass, and with a backstage pass to philhenryshow.com, you can watch our live streaming video. Did you reboot that, Dan? It's not rebooting, so we have no phone screening tonight.
Woohoo!
All right! It's all right. It's all right. We got a new computer out of it. We'll just need to kind of maybe re-upload something. I don't know what.
Get on the phone. I'll kick some ass.
Yeah, you do that, man, okay?
You're going to kick out? Whose ass you going to kick?
What?
Whose ass you going to kick?
Get on the phone. Kick ass.
You ain't going to kick anybody's ass. Come on.
Well.
Look at, man. It's just one of those technical things. That's okay. We don't need it. We don't need it. So we have been talking here about the Petraeus situation as it vis-a-vis Jill Kelly. And I didn't want to be talking all that much, Margaret, about, you know, how Tampa is not a hotbed of I don't know what you would call it, socializing, you know.
Well, you asked me about Jill Kelly. I'm just telling you, with Jill Kelly and her husband, Scott Kelly, and I don't know them, and I'm sure they have a lovely home for Tampa. They have a lovely home for Tampa. But it is not what we would call, a home with real curb appeal here in California. Now, that is not to say that Florida is not perfectly lovely for a great many people.
Look, I don't want to get into a whole Florida sucks thing tonight, okay? Florida's taken its hits. Florida's got great people. I happen to like Florida and, well, parts of Florida.
Aha! So you see, there are parts that...
No, not aha. I got a lot of friends down there. I fell in love in Florida. I fell in love with a girl in Florida.
Well, good thing it's a girl, not a boy.
Now, give me five.
Shut up. Florida is a place where I fell in love. And I fell in love with a lady that...
You said she had the best ass you ever saw.
What is wrong with you, man?
Oh, man!
What is wrong with you?
What?
What kind of a thing to bring up? When I say I fell in love with a woman, you don't have to come up with, she said she had the best ass she ever saw. How about something a little more, you know?
Well, what do you want him to do, Phil? Start singing songs or reciting poetry? If that's what you told him, that's what you told him. I think it's very degrading to whoever that woman is.
Well, all right, I apologize, and I didn't mean to... And all I'm trying to do is defend Florida. You guys jumping all over me on that one? Okay?
Well, that's not what you say in private, but that's okay.
That's exactly what I say in private. Don't start to talk to me like it ain't. So I don't want to get into that. Stephen Bozell is going to join us here. We also have... we are going to talk later, and I totally spaced on this, about Texas and some of these clowns that want to secede from the union. We're going to talk with Mr. Austin Amarca about that. He was with us a few years ago. With an organization called Don't Mess with Texas. So we're going to find out exactly what the rationale is these days for seceding from the union. I find that to be, I think it's an exhibitionist thing. I think, in other words, the people that say they want to secede from the union have no real intention. I think they just are jumping up and down and yelling at 5 o'clock in the morning on a dark and quiet street while everyone's trying to sleep. I think they just want to be professional pains in the ass so that people will pay attention to them. And because if they tell you they're serious about seceding from the union, you know they're lying. There's no way to... If they're serious about seceding from the union, then they would never quit and they would take it to court and they would do, you know, all kind, or they would just leave the country, as far as I know, or am concerned, or the way I read it. Steve Bozell joining us on the line here from Corona, California. And Mr. Bozell is with, he's with himself, really. You're just an individual citizen here, Steve. You have been on a couple of shows today. As I recall, you were on the Jim Jeffcoat show and Lanny and Bryce, right?
Yes, sir. I did two shows in the Riverside, San Bernardino area, and I was hopeful I was going to get on a national broadcasting show. I got your show. I was hopeful I was going to get on Dennis Prager, but that has, and I wanted to be on Rusty Humpty show.
Rusty Humphreys?
Yes, sir. Rusty Humphreys show, and that did not take place, but I'm very, very grateful to have the opportunity to be on your show.
What is your major concern here with this situation involving General Petraeus?
I think that General Petraeus represents, first of all, I think we've got to remember what he's done well. What he's done well is lead our country in wartime as a military commander, certainly not as president, but he was a military commander in Iraq. And it was General Petraeus who's the, as they say, the architect of the surge, a man who was able to turn a, what looked like a very desperate and horrible situation in Iraq, was able to turn it around and did it brilliantly, I think, on the surge. General Petraeus came back to the United States, was treated very poorly by the United States Senate in the hearings that they held on the surge. Very, very politically, ideologically motivated senators like Harry Reid and other lady who is the representative, Nancy Pelosi, even in the face of the very obvious good news that was coming out of Iraq, they wanted to politicize it, and they held this man up to ridicule. MoveOn.org called him General Petraeus. And it was a disgrace the way this good man was treated. Now we come to his resignation, his selection by President Obama, which I think is very significant. President Obama is supposedly a darling of the progressives and liberals, and yet he picked General Petraeus to head the CIA because President Obama felt that this man had qualifications that you could not do without, this country could not do without in this particular time and in the time of crisis that our country is going through. I look at my life.
All right, I don't mean to interrupt you, sir.
I'm sorry.
We need to get to the point, and everything you say, I agree with, but we need to kind of get to the point of...
I apologize, Phil.
No, that's all right. It's all right. I don't think anything you've said is bad. I just, in the interest of time.
Yes, sir. What I wanted to say is, in my life, I have, I guess you could say, experienced some of the similar disappointments. I'm not calling myself David Petraeus. I would never in a million years consider myself anywhere near the equal of that great man. I have experienced similar disappointments, and unlike General Petraeus, because of his celebrity, I have not been able to, I guess, address them.
Okay, again, sir, again, I need to know the point of what it is you're saying.
Well, my point is simply this, Mr. Henry, and it is the point articulated in a lawsuit that my attorney, Dolores Blasingame of Riverside, has, that David Petraeus has flaunted his position by using that power to attract the attentions and affections of a beautiful young woman. He's a man who is at least 20 years older than me. By all rights, you could say that he would not or should not attract the attentions of a lovely young woman like Ms. Broadwell or a lovely woman like Jill Kelly, but he has. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve that.
Okay.
But in my position in life, I'm 39, 40 years, I'll be 40 years of age in January. I have a similar domestic situation. I have no hope of ever achieving anything that he has. I will go through the rest of my life tied to my reality. And so the lawsuit is being brought against David Petraeus and is being brought as well against the two individuals involved on behalf of American men who cannot escape the reality of their marriage by having an affair with lovely, young, intelligent, educated, stimulating, and very worthy young women, but you have to sit there and watch your life come in the door at night or leave or get up and brush its teeth and so forth.
All right. So I think what you're saying here, Steve, is that your life as it is getting up, you're talking about your wife? Are you talking about your wife? Because that's really what I'm hearing here.
I'm talking about my wife, yes, sir. I'm talking about General Petraeus's wife, but I'm not saying it in a disparaging way. I'm saying that...
Well, it sounds a little disparaging.
How so, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, it sounds disparaging when you say that you don't have the chances that David Petraeus has. He gets to have relationships with stimulating, beautiful, intelligent young women. You don't. Because you don't have his notoriety. Is that essentially the point?
That is part of it, yes, sir.
All right, hold on for just a moment here, Mr. Bozell, and we will continue with Stephen Bozell filing a lawsuit against David Petraeus and Paula Broadwell and Jill Kelly because they are exercising an inordinate and unfair advantage in their lives. General Petraeus is old, and he gets all Phil this beauty. Henry. And Steve Bozell is a guy... I'm not done yet. Why are they turning down the thing?
This is the world-famous Bill Henry Show.
No, we won't take any phone calls tonight, sir.
I'm sorry?
We're not going to take any phone calls tonight. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show here. No, we're not going to take any phone calls tonight. We have a little bit of a problem with our phone system, but that's all right. We're very happy to be on the line here with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, as he talks with us. As he talks with us here about the Petraeus situation, you are feeling rather put upon...
Mr. Henry, I don't feel put upon. I think that that's a bad way of describing it.
Stephen, this is Margaret Gray. Can I ask you a question?
Say that again?
This is Margaret Gray. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
You say that General Petraeus has a sort of an unfair advantage in his life because he has these two lovely young women that are interested in him. Number one, I don't know that the other young woman is interested in him.
Well, I don't know that either, but I can tell you that... let me ask you something. Why is she getting threatening emails?
Well, we don't know. We can't speculate.
Exactly. We can't speculate. I do know that the FBI is investigating Paula Broadmoor, but let's say for the sake of argument that he's involved sexually with both women. What is the point you're making?
Well, I think it's pretty clear. I'm 20 years younger than General Petraeus, and there's nothing in my life, and I love my wife. Understand that?
Well, it doesn't sound like you love your wife.
It doesn't sound like you love your wife, Steve, because if you're on my show talking about the unfair advantage that Petraeus has, it sounds like you are, you're complaining about your own situation.
No, I'm not complaining about... I love my wife very much, Mr. Henry, and I would never, ever... leave my wife, and I have two wonderful children, and I've got a good life. I just, I'm looking at it objectively. I'm looking at it if I were a man who was unhappy with his life. I'm completely happy. But if I were unhappy, if I was another man, let's say, but I'm still Steve Bozell, I'm 39 years old, I'm still married to the woman that I'm married to, and I got the children I have, but let's say that I didn't like it. And, well, why wouldn't I like it? Because Petraeus has got a life that is way better. In other words, he got married to a similar situation, but the situation he was able to,
Well, you say you don't, that you love your wife. You're doing everything you can to sort of tiptoe around what's very obvious here, and that is that you're unhappy.
No, I'm not. I'm saying if I was.
All right, if you were, you're married to a woman not unlike David Petraeus' wife. Is that what you're telling me?
You know, can I say something? Holly Petraeus is beloved of the military community.
No, ma'am, I know that.
Let me just finish here. Holly Petraeus is beloved of the military community. Holly Petraeus is a woman that has given her life to her husband's career. She is very well thought of among the families, the military families, the military community, the veterans community. This is a woman that is very well entrenched and very beloved of the people in that community. So what David Petraeus has done to her is not just something that's personal. It's something that he has done to the people that admire her. And while I am a liberal and one who is not prone to admire the military, that is very compelling. And that speaks volumes, I think, for that woman. Is your wife anywhere near the woman that Holly Petraeus is?
I would have to say, in terms of, yes, I'd say my wife is very much her. She's a woman who loves her children. She loves me. Does she have the in with the military community? No. Does she have...
Well, it doesn't have to be the military community. Does she... Who else? Who admires her? Because if she doesn't have the pull that Holly Petraeus has, then I would say maybe you have an argument.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What argument does he have?
Now you're understanding what I'm saying, see?
Whoa. What argument does he have?
Well, if his wife is nowhere near the woman that Holly Petraeus is, then he does have a legitimate argument in saying that I am, as you said, Steve, I'm sort of tied to this life. David Petraeus, on the other hand, is tied not to a life. He has a wonderful woman that's admired by the community that he serves.
So David Petraeus has no right to cheat on his wife, but Steve Bozell does.
I did not say that.
Well, you know, if the rationale is that my wife doesn't do anywhere near what Holly Petraeus does, then you do have, you know, I can now say that I'm seeing your way on it.
All right, well, I mean, this is a very selfish conversation we're having.
Why is that?
Because Holly Petraeus gives a lot to the military community, and she's a great woman, and she's a beloved woman, and she is an admired woman, and therefore David Petraeus has betrayed a really solid citizen and a terrific lady, and a shame on him. But Steve Bozell's wife, all she does is love her kids and her husband. She doesn't do anywhere near the stuff that Holly Petraeus does. So, Steve, you go ahead and have a good time.
Once again, I did not say that.
I don't think she's saying that, Mr. Henry.
Well, then you tell me what you think it is she's saying.
May I say what I'm saying?
No, I want to hear how he perceives it first.
I'd be very happy. What I'm saying to you is this. You know, you see, I'm trying to make the words come out the way I want them to, but I can't get the words out.
Well, you think about getting the words out there. I want to take a phone call here, 877-876-7445. Let's go over to Lloyd in Alhambra on the Phil Henry Show. Lloyd, go ahead.
Yes, sir. To the gentleman on the phone, his name is Bozell?
Yes, sir, Stephen Bozell, yeah.
Your name is what?
My name is Stephen Bozell.
Stephen Bozell.
Yes, sir. You know, I don't know you, and I don't care, and I don't mean anything personal by this, but I don't know you, and I could care less whether you live to see another sunrise or not. It doesn't matter to me. But you spoke of a wife, and it reminded me of my own wife. I was in the military myself. I was in the United States Navy. What branch of the service did you serve in, sir?
I did not have the honor, sir.
Oh, you did not have the honor. All right. Well, now a whole lot is falling into place now. Now I get it. I served in the United States Navy in Korea 1950-1952. And my wife was at home taking care of, not children, because we hadn't met yet. And in fact, she was not pregnant, but she was taking care of herself, the woman that would so soon have my children, you see?
When did you guys meet?
Is this Mr. Bozell?
No, it's Phil Henry. When did you meet?
Oh, hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good, good.
I met my wife in 1955, Joyce.
Okay.
Well, sir, okay, and I did not have the honor.
I know you didn't have the honor. You, in my opinion, you have no right to tell your wife that she's not serving the country. You didn't serve the country. You did not go out of your way to serve a community of people. You have been self-involved and self-indulgent, and you've had a life provided to you by the United States military that fought these wars and provided you with a life where you could go out and do everything. You had every opportunity to go out there and bird dog chicks and look for wild trim.
Can we watch the language, please?
What language?
Bird dog and chicks and, you know...
You said something about...
Excuse me, I wasn't on the phone. You said something about wild trim?
No, that's me. I'm supposed to be on the microphone.
Yeah, no, did you say...
Never mind about wild trim, okay?
Well, this guy had every opportunity to go out and seek and ye shall find, as we used to say, you know, on a Friday night, when you had about, $200 burning a hole, not only burning a hole in your pocket, but it was beginning to singe...
May I say something?
Go ahead.
Don't say it, Lloyd.
Why shouldn't I say it? If you've got $500 burning a hole in your pocket, it's going to singe your testicles.
Okay. Okay, that's it.
I told him not to say it.
I know you told him. How did you know what he was going to say?
Seemed pretty obvious.
Yes, it did seem obvious.
I got $500 burning a hole in my pocket, and so it seemed obvious where he was going. Let's get Mr. Bozell back up on the phone here. What that guy is saying, essentially...
Well, I don't know. He said he had $500 burning a hole in his testicle.
Hold on for a minute, will you please, and don't just freelance because I don't want anybody. What he's saying is this. Your wife is a woman that was paying attention to you, was, even if she didn't know who you were, at someday you guys were going to meet. She was a woman who was back, you know, holding down the home front as American women did. You met her. You married her. She had your children. Don't you value that?
Yes, sir, I do.
And why is David Petraeus' wife, Holly, why is she so special? Because she is known above and beyond her husband and family. She's known by the military community. That makes her better than your wife?
Well, I think a lot of Americans would say it does, only because she is beloved of the military community. See, if she only did volunteer work for a school, or she did just, she was known by, I don't know, people in the Candy Striper organization, or she was known by her neighborhood association, that would be probably not that big, or that not that good, or maybe it would be, or maybe it wouldn't be. I don't know. But Holly Petraeus, she's known by the military, and everyone loves her. And my wife is not known by them.
Okay, so you then feel what? You're going to sue David Petraeus? Why?
Because this is a guy who has the advantage of going out and sowing some wild oats, going out and putting his nose in the hay, finding the lighter side, if you will, towel off from the early morning dew.
All right, just tell me what you're saying, which is essentially what? This is the guy that's got an opportunity with women that you don't have.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And
well, women are attracted to power and position. They're attracted to a celebrity to the extent that it seems to be a power and position. What are you going to do? Do you have money?
I have some money, yes, sir.
All right. Well, women are also attracted to that. And I don't mean because they're money grubbers. I mean because they like to have...
What are you giving me, dating advice or something?
No, I'm not giving, but I don't... It sounds like I am. I'd rather not. What I'm trying to tell you is your lawsuit against David Petraeus is horse dung, okay?
Well, Phil, I don't know that that's the case. What I'm saying is this man, Mr. Bozell, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Stephen, you have a wife who is a very valuable woman.
And I'm not saying, I'm saying if.
No, you're not saying if. You're filing a lawsuit. And what are you suing this guy for?
I'm suing David Petraeus, obviously, for dereliction of duty. I'm suing him for his unfair and... I'm suing him for dereliction of duty as a taxpayer. I'm also suing him... for his unfair advantage in the marketplace, I guess, for want of a better term. And
what marketplace are you talking about?
The marketplace of women?
That is offensive to me as a woman.
No, ma'am, not the marketplace of women, but just general, the marketplace, if you want to say it's of women. But he's out, and he's getting the pick of the litter. He goes out. If General Petraeus was someone at the shopping grocery market store, he'd be there picking all the juicy apples and stuff and leaving stuff look like there's a worm in it and something that a bird might as well had passed through its colon. And that's what I get, you know.
But, so, in other words, women are like fruit that has fallen from the tree and is rotting?
No, not women, but...
But women like your wife.
No, I didn't say that either, and I wish you would stop putting words in my mouth.
Steve, I think that your lawsuit is ill-fated. It's ill-timed. We'll talk a little bit more about it. We have more phone calls coming up, but I think, you know.
You think what?
Well, it blows.
Yes, I think it... I'll use Bud's word only once. It blows.
No, ma'am, it does not, Mr. Hendry. I've got an affidavit here that can show you...
All right, well, hold on for a minute, and we'll get to more of what it is you're saying. Thank you, okay?
All right, but you're only going to talk about me when you...
877-876 Phil. We'll be right back here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, and Mr. Bozell on the David Petraeus situation, where Mr. Petraeus, or General Petraeus, former General Petraeus, has been caught red-handed in an affair, an illicit extramarital affair, because he's a general, because he's famous, and because he is so widely admired among the members of the military. But here is Steve Bozell. Nobody knows who he is. And his wife is every bit the same type, minus the celebrity, as General Petraeus' wife. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth giving out the phone
is
number.
Our bitch. The
I
Phil
just like
Hendry
doing it.
Show.
Yeah, you know it's broken. I know it's broken. I like doing it.
I don't have
Hold on. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Yes, you're right, bud. I'm giving the phone number out. It's a very automatic kind of thing. We do have a little problem with our phone system tonight. Stephen Bozell is on the line with us. And is this it, Margaret?
Yes, this is... you run for Wild Mountain Honey. You don't even know
about Wild Mountain Honey. Yeah, right there, Mr. Okay, right there, Mr. Henry. That's that song, Wild Mountain Honey, and it's been described as other, you know, other things like Mountain Dew and Early Morning Dew. And I can tell you, sir, that I feel in many ways that that's what General Petraeus mocks all of us who are 39 years old.
All right, let me just knock off all of the horse dung. Excuse me, sir, Wild Mountain Honey is supposed to mean what?
Phil, do we have to spell this out?
Yeah, talk about Wild Mountain.
Yeah, you don't know anything about... Oh, boy.
Is that like women? Are we talking about women? Is that what it is? Wild Mountain Honey is women?
Go ahead, Mr. I'm not going to involve myself in this conversation.
Yeah. And I'm trying to just get me a taste.
You're a married man. David Petraeus has a couple of women, or one woman, or whatever it is, who are, they're interested in him. You want to sue him because he's got women interested in him, and you don't. Now, you're like a lot of people that have been on my show who have complained over the years that women are not interested in them. These are men sometimes of power. They're sometimes men of wealth. They're sometimes men of great position have been on my show complaining they can't get a woman interested in them. So, Steve, you're not alone, man. And it doesn't have anything to do with your, you know, relative lack of celebrity compared to David Petraeus.
Well, what do you think it is?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but it probably is more to do with the kind of guy that, or maybe the type of man that you project, you know? What are you doing, bud?
Hey, listen to it. You don't even, right here, you don't even know about the Wild Mountain Honey.
Yes, you gotta know about...
Will you turn that off? I don't know about Wild Mountain Honey.
That's what this is about. And
This is about Wild Mountain Honey? This is about you... upset that Petraeus is involved in an affair and you wish you were. That's what you're talking about. And if you think you love your wife, or you're telling me that you love your wife, you're on the radio show tonight talking about this stuff. It's bound to make her feel about 2 inches high.
2 inches high? My wife is a substantial... I mean, I know what you're saying, but it's not going to make her feel 2 inches high. It's going to make her feel taller than that. I can tell you that right now. And I'm not trying to make a joke, but... for a woman who has, she's a good woman. She just doesn't have...
What doesn't your wife have?
I've worked very hard my whole life.
Don't try to get people to feel sorry for you if,
Can I finish?
If you're going to start to denigrate your wife.
May I finish?
Yes, you can finish.
I've worked hard my whole life... I've done everything that I can. I've done everything I can and everything that I can. And when I get up in the morning, my wife looks exactly like Holly Petraeus, except my wife's hair is red. Holly Petraeus' hair is slightly, I guess it's gray more than anything else. And my wife, April, she looks, they could be sisters. They could be twins.
Okay.
And that's all you have to say about that, huh?
All I have to say about what?
All you have to say is okay.
Yeah, that's all I got to say about it, man. If you're trying to tell me that I should feel sorry for you.
I'm not looking for anyone's sympathy. I'm just looking for people to understand. Right now, tonight, as I talk about this to you, I'm looking on television and they're talking about a problem with gorillas, mountain gorilla population going up. See, there's nobody really talking about this.
What is the story? That men are feeling bad because their wives look just like Holly Petraeus and they don't have the outlet of sex with a beautiful young woman because they don't have the celebrity of a major general? Is that it?
In a nutshell, yes, sir, that's it.
Well, no one is going to have sympathy for that, man. And no court is going to hear that lawsuit. And I'll tell you something else, Steve. You've been on our show a lot. This lady... This, what's her name?
Yeah, Dolores Blazingame. Is that the name of the lawyer?
Yes, ma'am.
This woman is taking you to the cleaners.
Hold the phone, sir. Dolores Blazingame has looked out for my rights as an American citizen.
Do you have a retainer? Do you pay a retainer to her?
That's really none of your business. I got a lawyer privilege on that.
Well, you're not busting any client-lawyer privilege. I'm just asking you, is she on retainer?
I will not answer that because I have lawyer-client privilege.
What's that?
You're not the lawyers and clients. Their communication is privileged. It is secret, and that is upheld by the law. However, or at least that is the ethical that's the ethical doctrine. However, I just wanted to know because I think that she's taking you to the cleaners.
No, she's not taking me to the cleaners, Mr. Henry. No, she's not. No, she's not. She's speaking out on behalf of me as a man that I've worked very hard, that I've built a home, that I've built a business, that I've got beautiful children, that I have a beautiful home, that I've built a beautiful business. I mean, I've got a beautiful wife, and I've got a beautiful home. I've got a good kid and a beautiful business. I've got a beautiful home and a beautiful business. And all I want is to get up in the morning and take a look at something, you know, sweet like that instead of having to look at what I've been looking at.
Steve, here. Oh, I was going to play Wild Mountain Honey, but it ran out. I guess that's all the time we have for you. Good luck.
Well, can you hold me over to the next hour?
No, I won't hold you over to the next hour, man, okay, because I'd like to finish out this program with the contents, with my stomach still full of tonight's dinner. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
That's dirty pool.
Phil Henry.